Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps. And the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshalls. We get the deals. You get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Whew. Find a Marshalls near you.
Anybody. Anywhere. Anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command. As always, after these Commanders games, on the day of the game, Logan is traveling back. So I'm joined by my buddy and longtime Redskins defensive tackle Kedrick Golston. This was ugly. For the fifth time this season, Washington lost a game by 20 or more points, and this was their biggest deficit all year long, 31-0. They got shut out in Minneapolis at the hands of the 4-8 Vikings, a shutout for the first time since 2019 for Washington. Kedrick, I'll kind of direct traffic here in a moment, but let's paint with a broad brush. Your thoughts after getting blown out 31-0?
You know, they kind of have a heartbreaker last week against the Broncos, and, you know, kind of the feeling is, oh, we're going to kind of defensively get right, offensively get right, but not knowing that, you know, Minnesota has some weapons over there. They got a good young offensive coach in Kevin who knows how to dial it up. And, you know, it's just unfortunate is what you think of, right? Like, there's never any kind of momentum, right? As soon as anything good happens, something negative happens, and not just negative, almost like debilitating in terms of the flow of the game. And there's miscommunications, you know, there's turnovers. It's sloppy football right now, and that's unfortunate because I don't necessarily believe it's a time or care or anything like that. These guys are professionals. I believe they care about one another. But, you know, going out there today in Minnesota, they did not look good.
No, this was pretty bad, which we'll circle back to that in a minute. So I want to start with the biggest story of the day, which was Jaden Daniels leaving with an injury. This is now three consecutive games he's played in that he's been hurt in, which is alarming, obviously. You had the Cowboys hamstring. He leaves that game. Then he comes back and plays for the first time against Seattle. That's where he hurts his elbow. And then he's got this game today. So he's left three straight games. The story all week long and the question all week long was, are we sure? Should they be bringing him back? Should they play him? What about his, you know, durability and just going into the offseason healthy? Now, it should be noted, it sounds like him leaving the game today after landing on that elbow, he clearly was feeling some pain. Dan Quinn said after it sounded like maybe he could have come back in, so it's not like a serious thing where he re-injured it. But as a precaution, they didn't bring him back. But he did leave with an injury. He was being tended to right in front of me by the training staff. So my question to you, Kedrick, is – did you think he should have been playing? Do you have any problem with him playing? What's your take on the injuries that are piling up and whether or not he should play again this season? Quinn came out right after the game and immediately said that he expects to see him again, not only this year, but maybe soon.
You know, I think it's just PTSD for Washington football fans, right? You have the amazing quarterback, high draft pick, puts the city up, has the city on fire, and then the following year there's injuries, right? The good thing about it is that, you know, you got, like you talked about, the hamstring, the elbow, and then he re-aggravated the elbow. So it's separate injuries. Those elbows can be funny, you know what I mean? You got a lot of different stuff in a small area, and the way that he fell on it probably irritated it, you know what I mean? Probably, like, you know, I like to equate it to hitting the funny bone, right? I've had a few elbow injuries in my time playing defensive line, but absolutely he should play, because what we're dealing with is a very talented young quarterback, right? And these reps are invaluable, right? And so we talk about should he play in the preseason, should he not play in the preseason? Well, this is actual game football against real NFL players, against real defenses. And so you cannot get this time back. Obviously, nobody wants him to get hurt. He doesn't want to get hurt. But if you are worried about football players getting hurt, then you're worrying about the wrong thing, because it's going to happen, right? He seems like he's doing a better job of protecting himself. That still has to be a major coaching point for him, right, to when to take the hit, when not to take the hit. Obviously, he's a team guy chasing to tackle the ball carrier after their interception, but kind of given where he's at with a banged up elbow, maybe you kind of just want him to try to get in the way but keep himself out of harm's danger, because he is so important to this organization.
Yeah, to that point, and maybe it's a little boring, I guess, with us agreeing, I was team he should play, and it's really simple for me. Is he healthy? If the answer is yes, and you've got a game on Sunday and the answer was yes, then he should play. Now, if there's a bunch of guys missing a la the preseason and you don't have your starting receivers or offensive line is super banged up or whatever, and it's him out there with twos, well, there might not be a lot of value in that. But on a day like today, where basically the only guy missing from this entire offense from the A plan was Austin Ekeler, there was zero reason if he's healthy not to play. Herm Edwards was on my show a couple weeks ago, and he said, he's a football player, right? Football players play football. Right? Football players play football. I just thought that was a funny line, and it's very Herm Edwards. And what, without kind of being a football cowboy, I kind of loved it, which was to say, it's not like this is the last week of the year. It's not January in week 18. They had 29% of their season left starting with this game. 5 of 17 still remained. Oh, by the way, the last point I would make is, and if people want to disagree, that's fine. I believe based on how he has played, it's very clear he needs to play more to see the field better, to get the ball out faster, to, you know, find the right guy on the check down, like all the normal stuff, which people take as slights. It's not. It's just a young quarterback developing. This is normal. This is what happens. Last year was incredible. And if everyone just wants to say, well, we've seen that, there's nothing else to see, when he's healthy, that's what it'll be again. That's not how the league works. See Robert Griffin in 2012 and the rest of his career. Like, he needs to play football. He needs to be on the field. And if you're not playing him in games, well, then he's not going to get first-team reps in practice. You're not taking those away from the starter. So you're basically spending 29% of the season now, Kedrick, not giving him the time to practice or play in games. So I just didn't understand the logic all week. Now he goes down in a fluke situation again, throws a pick. I want to go back and watch. Could you tell on TV, did he check to that screen on the Van Ginkle side, or was that called?
I couldn't tell whether or not he checked to it, but, you know, that's something that, you know, everybody does in the league, right? They throw the little quick screen, and that defensive end sometimes bats it down. Take your hat off to that guy for making a great play.
So the reason I asked, though, so I was live at the stadium in the crowd, so it's sometimes hard to pick up on everything. But I'll say this, like, all week long, you knew you can't screen to Van Ginkle. There's no better player in the league at that play. He gets picks on that, pick sixes on that. He's done it for years. So I just would be shocked if they called into the headset a screen to his side of the field. That's why I'm wondering if they checked to it. But regardless, I'll go back and look at that. I guess my bigger question would be, or point would be, after the pick, he's running down the field, being an athlete, being a competitor, whatever, and he takes the big shot. Like, it's a very fluke thing. So I saw some people talking about play calling and design running and putting him in harm's way. They didn't call a play where you throw a pick and run after the guy and get knocked on the field at midfield. Like, this is not a play calling issue for me. It was a fluke thing that happened.
I think Herm Edwards said it best. It's football. It's a football player playing football, and not to make it a comical situation, but if you want him to be who we all think he is and what he's shown us to be last year, right, he plays a game that exposes him to a lot of hits, right? Because he's a special talent, right? He can throw, he can run. That's what makes him special. The reason he needs to play is because now the NFL has a ton of film on him, right? They know what he likes. They know what he doesn't like. They know what his comfort area is. They know what makes him uncomfortable, right? So he has to continue to evolve, not only as a quarterback, but even as with Cliff and the play calling and this offense, they have to continue to grow and mature to figure out what best version of themselves that they are, right? So without playing Jaden, you're now not developing the offensive line the way you should. You're not developing the running game the way they should, or the receivers, because without looking at contracts and stuff like that, I mean, the nucleus of this group is going to be here again next year. Right. And so these are reps that are really valuable to take into the offseason to learn and to grow from. So, like you said, it's not the last game of the year with a beat up player. It's still a young developing player that even from week one has never really looked comfortable this season. Right. And is that due to not having a full repertoire of the skill positions, the offensive line kind of being a little bit of rotation? We don't know that. All we do know is that in order to get better at playing football, you have to play football.
Yeah, I thought as a ball carrier, by the way, he had 4 carries for 16 with a long of 5. I don't remember him taking any big shots. You know, I remember one where he kind of dove forward, avoided some contact. There was one along the sideline at one point as well. So I don't remember like a play where it was like, oh, you got to avoid that or get out of bounds or what have you. So that I think is somewhat encouraging. As a passer, he ends up 9 of 20. Now, again, I just got to go back even more so than normal from my vantage point. I had a blast at the game and was in the stadium, and it's the best stadium I've ever been in, which we could talk more about another time. But he was 9 of 20 for 78 yards with that pick. So, I mean, from a stat line standpoint, with a rating of 35, completing sub 50%, like, that's rough, and that's going to look like your worst game of the year. What did you see watching him just throwing the football? They didn't have anything in the middle of the field. He tried to target Terry on an inbreaker, and it got batted at the line. His best throw of the game was that first throw, hole shot to McLaurin, kind of cover two beater, looked like, on the sideline. But otherwise, kid, I don't remember anything that was, like, notable in terms of, like, ooh, I love that throw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about the early on pass that Debo dropped, you know, in the end zone.
Right? Yeah, sure, that's the touchdown. That's the one drop I remember top of my head.
Yeah, that's kind of a momentum thing, right? You call it up, you draw it up. Debo's caught that pass probably 1,500 times in his sleep as well as at practice. You know, to me, he never looked comfortable. You know what I mean? He just never looked comfortable in the pocket. There was never really any rhythm. You know what I mean? And really, the first half seemed to kind of just be a little sloppy for both teams. The only difference was Minnesota capitalized and got some touchdowns, whereas Washington did not. And then, you know, the floodgates kind of opened up at the end with continuing to score. But, you know, Washington had their opportunities, and when you are a struggling offense in terms of just scoring points and making plays, when you have a ball in your hand in the end zone, you have to come up with that catch.
Yeah, that drop was a killer. By the way, that drive, in case people forget, 15 plays, 93 yards. Net 83 because they had penalty yards, but they went 93 to the mouth of the end zone on the goal line and then got stopped. They had the first and goal where they got it down to like the 1.5. Second down was a tackle eligible play out in the flat, and then they went back to back with incompletions thereafter. Jaden had to throw the third down out of bounds. Fourth down was the Debo drop. Did you have an issue when you got down there? They were running it pretty well with three straight passes, including a tackle eligible. Obviously, everybody always has a problem when it doesn't work, but just kind of in real time, did you take issue with that when they were a yard or so away and they didn't run it?
No, because, you know, it's, you know, they ran it to set up the pass, right? If you say, hey, Debo Samuel's in the end zone, right, like that's one of our better playmakers, right, you want to give him the ball, right? If we would have gave it you know, to Bill, and he wouldn't have got it, we would have been talking about Debo and McLaurin and Jaden, right? So, like, your players got to make plays, and you put him in position to make plays, and he has to catch that ball. So we can second-guess it till the cows come home, and when it doesn't work, you obviously do. And if he would have caught it, like, man, that's great, right? They had been running it down right the teeth of the defense. They dial up a little pass. Everybody's happy, but that's not how it works when you don't execute.
Kedrick Golston in for Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. This is Take Command. The Commanders lose to the Vikings 31-0. Just a really, really awful, embarrassing road loss in Minnesota. They were the healthiest they've been. Remember, that was the big story throughout the week, was that this offense is finally going to be almost at full strength. No Austin Ekeler was out for the year, but otherwise you get Terry back for a second straight week coming off a big game. You get Noah Brown back for the first time. You've got Debo. You've got Jalen Lane. The offensive line is completely intact. You've got all your tight ends. So you take Austin Ekeler out of the equation, who's out with the Achilles. Everybody else is here. And my point was, this will be a great test against the number 7 defense in the NFL. You end up with just 206 yards, 3-for-10 on third down, and you get shut out. Now, obviously, Daniels gets hurt in the second half of the game, and we'll talk about Zach Ertz. He looks like he's lost for the season with an awful injury as well, the torn ACL. But what did you see in terms of the passing game? You know, they got the little dig to Debo from Mariota on his first drop back, I feel like, or one of them. When he came into the game, hit for 15. Otherwise, it was 3-for-12 for Debo around the line of scrimmage. Noah Brown only caught the one pass deep into the second half when the game was out of reach along the sideline. Was kind of a deep out, if I remember, for like 19 yards. And then Terry had the big catch to start the game. That one was 20 or so yards. Otherwise, it was 2-for-13 or so the rest of the way. So despite the health at receiver, it couldn't really get any of those guys open or going.
Yeah, and that's when I think it just goes back to reps and timing, right? A lot of the passing game in the NFL is timing, right? You talked about Minnesota being the number 7 defense in the NFL, right? So when guys do come open, they're not open for long, right? And so you got to make really precision-type passes, because those windows are going to close with a defense of Minnesota's caliber, right? And so they need reps together as a unit, right, to get the timing down. You know, we all go back to it, and we hear – whatever announcer you want to say is, oh, he threw that ball before he even came out of his break. Well, that's all about timing and trust, right? And I believe they trust each other, but it's just the reps of all of them being together. And obviously with Mariota in the game and, you know, Jaden, you know, kind of being banged up throughout the season, you just haven't had that cohesiveness at practice to kind of get that timing down.
I do like what I've seen from Chris Rodriguez. He had a heavy load in the first half, 10 for 52. They ended up being down by so much that you kind of go away from him. You know, it's 17-0 midway through the third. It's 24-0 with 3 or 4 minutes left in the third. So now you're not able to run the ball that much. And we also saw more Bill in the second half. But Rodriguez, he's got body lean, he's physical, he's a battering ram. Like, when you play, this is one of those guys, kid, where you know he's always leaning forward, he's always kind of going to deliver a blow at the line of scrimmage. He can't be a fun guy to defend up front.
No, I mean, he's not giving you nothing but shoulder pads and knees to hit, right? And you know, fortunately, the game didn't really play out to, you know, put forth some of his skill set of being a downhill physical type runner, to control the clock, sort of the play action pass game. And, the thing that you kind of got to be excited about is Washington has some pieces that you like, right? They have some pieces that you like. Now they just got to get some momentum, man. They got to just, I hate to say it, but it just doesn't seem like they have their confidence. You know what I mean? When this group is playing at its best, Jaden is smiling on the sideline, right? They're out there having a ton of fun, and it's tough, man. It's been a long season. It hasn't gone the way nobody thought it has, and they are human beings. They're being professional about it, but momentum's a big deal in sports, and just kind of getting into that groove and that vibe of being able to go out there and execute at a high level, where it seems like now everything just seems to be a struggle.
Yeah, it's tough because there are bones here, I think, to your point. Like, there are some things that I like in the big picture about the culture, the outfit, the organizational structure, and players, right? I mean, there's some guys, we could get into them, that feel like building blocks. But damn, you know, getting blown out like this is hard to do in the NFL. And it's happened consistently. Like, just the Saints beat the Bucs today, who are playing for a division. The Titans, I know the Browns stink largely, but that's a good defense. And, like, they played a really close game, and they do a lot of weeks. Like, I know it's been a couple of weeks, but Washington had lost those 20-plus point games, four games in a row. You add this to the pile, they've got losses of 31, 24, 22, 22, and 21. And to have that happen, you know, five times in a season, I'm going to look this up tonight for my show tomorrow, but I just can't imagine there's that many teams in the 2000s that have experienced that. It's just the league is designed to avoid blowouts, to avoid that happening regularly. Teams like the Titans that'll pick first are not going to have that happen. And so I guess it's long-winded, kid, but what I'm trying to get at is that does make me worry about the health of everything. It's like, when you smell something, when you open your refrigerator and you just know something's not, you're like, I got to find out what's wrong here. Or like, you know, I don't know the old, like watching old movies or something, but like something smelled and they're like, oh, there's something rotten in this guy's leg. Or I don't know if that's even an analogy that works. But the point of the dude's story is something's not right when you get your ass kicked that badly. It's just hard to do, and it's happening too often. It's not like they're 3-10, and every week is the Broncos game. I was Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. I'm walking around skipping and pointing at people. You just took them to the brink. You're playing NFL football. I can deal with that. You know, the Dolphins game, I can live with that. That's competitive. Today, these losses like this, man, there's too many of these.
You know, without having it right in front of me, you know, I like to see the turnover differential throughout the year. You know what I mean? To see kind of like, you know, I think about, you know, just the Miami game comes to mind where they just have a heartbreaker interception right at the wrong time. You know what I mean? You think about this game where I believe they gave it to him three times. But that makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean? And the thing that you were excited about with the Denver game was that they competed. They had a shot at the end of it. It didn't go their way. It was NFL football like you spoke about, right? But even then, everything isn't corrected. Everything isn't fixed, right? And so even though you put a little Axe body spray on that foul smell, what is the root cause of it, kind of to your point, right? And that's the kind of the hard thing to figure out, right? Because when you talk about, and I talk about the pieces that you like and that you know you can win with and be competitive with, what is that missing ingredient, or what do they need to add to kind of get back to what we saw last year, or is what we saw last year kind of the outlier? Now, I would say no, because I believe in the people in that building. I think that they have a plan. I think obviously they've been beat up this year, offensively and defensively, even though this was the healthiest that they have been. It's still been from a roster standpoint, a lot of movement on who's actually playing and who's not. And, you know, last year the offense could keep you in a game. You know what I mean? They were never out of it because of just their explosiveness, whether it was with McLaurin or Jaden or De'Ami Brown or whoever it was, right? They could score at the drop of a hat. And so they always had that risk, whereas this year it hasn't been as much as it was last year.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Just to give you the numbers on the turnovers. So they're -8 in differential on the season coming into today. And then they were -3 in this game because they had the pick by Daniels, the pick by Mariota, and then the fumble. So for the year, they are -11. Only the Jets and the Vikings, believe it or not, are worse this season in turnover differential. Now, if you want to talk, the big problem for them is takeaways. They have 7 takeaways all year, which only the Jets have fewer. They have 2, believe it or not, which has to be a record. I mean, that is unbelievable. They've only taken the ball away twice. But the Commanders and the Giants both have 7 takeaways, which is tied for second worst. So for the season, you know, and the more competitive, when they beat the Giants, it was 0 for both teams. When they beat the Raiders, it was -1, but you know, you're in that thing. You lose by a point to the Bears, they were -3. When they got blown out by the Cowboys, they were -2. It was -0 against the Chiefs. It was -1 against Seattle. It was -0 against Detroit. -2 against Miami. -0 last week because they got one and gave one. And then this week was -3. So for the season now, they're -11, just, you know, 1 in front of both the Jets and the Vikings for dead last in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So when you have that negative turnover differential, it's just you're not going to be a competitive football team week in and week out, right? And we've all had the arguments, is it about yards? Is it about sacks? What is it about, right? And so when it really boils down to winning football teams and talking about great defense or good defense, right, can you get off the field on third down and do you create turnovers?
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of the motto. The modern day NFL offenses, they can throw the ball, you can't hit the quarterback, you can barely touch the receivers, but if you can get off the field on third down and create turnovers, more times than not, you're a winning football team and you're a good defense.
What did you think defensively today? If you look at the drive chart for Minnesota, you know, the big problem was that they only forced the one punt, and time of possession was heavily in Minnesota's favor because they couldn't really get off the field. So first drive for the Vikings, 7 for 61 and a touchdown. Second drive was 19 for 98 and a touchdown, which you never see that. 19 for 98. That took 12, it took about 8 minutes off the clock for those 19 plays. And by the way, they went 3 for 3 on third down on that drive. Now, after that, it was a lot better, but they forced one punt. And in the game, you gave up 4 drives of 50 or more yards today.
You got to get off the field on third down. You talk about 3 different times on a 98-yard drive that you had an opportunity to get the punt team to come out, and you didn't do that, right? You allowed the offense to stay kind of on schedule. There wasn't a lot of negative plays, you know, in that drive, right? And so from a defensive perspective, you want to create a negative play to get the play caller off schedule, right? So now that you can kind of dictate the terms of that down, be able to get a pass rush out there, nickel-type defense, you know, it's, you know, we could sit up here and continue to talk about it. It just hasn't been good enough, right? I mean, the chances of an offense going 98 yards without making a mistake is almost never heard of, right? And so,
yeah.
You know, I saw some missed tackles, some miscommunication in the secondary. And that zone running scheme puts a lot of stress on an attacking front style defense. You know what I mean? It creates a lot of different types of vertical seams that seem like it's a good thing from a defensive perspective, but it puts a lot of stress on how the linebackers and that down safety have to rotate. And then, you know, I think about the one where they had it jammed up on the front side, and Sammersteel was the free guy, and he just missed the tackle, right? So that's just a player on a player, right? And you got to make that tackle. That's a routine tackle. And NFL players do routine things. And so he missed it. The Vikings, you know, won that one-on-one matchup, and they scored a touchdown.
Kedrick Golston in for Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. You played your final NFL game at 33 years old. Bobby Wagner's 35 as he plays in this game. And I feel like a lot of times with Bobby this year on this bad defense, you know, we end up talking more about some of his shortcomings at his age, you know, where you think about the play in overtime against the Broncos where he's trying to cover, or Bijan early in the season or whatever. But I just wanted to call attention. I had a seat not far behind the bench, a few rows up today, really, really good seat. And I watched him a lot. And, man, if he's not holding court with guys, coming over and consoling Jaden Daniels after he gets out of the blue tent, constantly checking on him, picking him up, like just an all-time leader, is going to be a Hall of Famer. He had 16 tackles in this game. Now, this is not me just going like, man, this guy's amazing. He had 16 tackles. But he had a 16-tackle game where he had a sack, which was basically a gain of 0 sack. But I bring him up to say, yes, I understand major limitations in terms of foot speed, horizontally moving. He's not going to be the Mike linebacker here next year. Maybe he's around. I would imagine he could go start somewhere else for another team that has different aspirations. But I just wanted to acknowledge, like, at 35, kid, this is 2 years older than when you played your last down. This dude's in he's playing 100% of snaps, basically, and he's getting into these collisions. Like, it's impressive for me to sit and watch while I eat popcorn. What is it like for you knowing what goes into it at that age to watch him go out and make 16 tackles today?
I mean, it's impressive. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, obviously – anything he's lost as far as foot speed, he knows the game like the back of his hand. And he's still playing at a high level, you know what I mean? Albeit the year hasn't went how he thought or we thought it was going to go. And like I said on this podcast earlier in the year, right, there's a lot of Mike linebackers that can't cover Bijan Robinson in their prime out of the backfield, right? And sometimes, you know, the reason he got drafted in the first round, talking about Bijan, is because he is a matchup nightmare. You know what I mean? And so there's not many linebackers that are going to be able to cover him. But I think when you are as great and good as he was for so long, right, any type of missed tackle or you don't get out there at the perfect time, right, is going to be, you know, kind of ridiculed. But I think it's just the standard that he set as a player. But as you can see what he means to that team and that organization on both sides of the ball, you still need that in locker rooms because he's a pros pro. He's still very productive. A lot of linebackers at this stage in their career come off the field on third down or passing situations, right? I don't know Bobby well, but I do know that when you watch him play, when it was in Seattle, here in Washington, when he was in L.A. for that year, he competes. He competes, and you can tell he's mentoring not only the young linebackers, but that team on how to be a pro and what it looks like to be a champion. So this organization is blessed and fortunate to have him. But I also think, you know, when he doesn't make a play, it gets a little harped on a little too much. But like you said, 16 tackles and a sack, that's something you can kind of tip your hat to.
If they
would have won this game 35-31, the narrative would be different. And we'd be talking about, look at this guy still playing at this level at 35.
Yeah, it's a good point. I just think generally, and he pays the price for this a little bit, you know, they need to get younger and they need to get faster and they need to get more athletic, particularly at the linebacker position on the second level. There's no doubt. But, you know, on the edge too, Von Miller had a sack. There's actually a nice play by Daron Payne, who, you know, this is a D tackle. Sometimes it's that pressure that forces the quarterback up. And then Von comes and sweeps him up and cleans him up for the sack and gets to do the dance. But it really, D Payne made an awesome play on that. But, you know, Miller talked this week about, I'm paraphrasing, but how much he's liked it here, how much he thinks of Jaden Daniels as, like, I think he called him like a quiet assassin and basically wanting to be here, like wanting to be back next year. Again, that's not something as of right now I'd be really interested in, if I'm being honest. If I'm Adam Peters, like, we'll see. But they need a new edge starter opposite Dorrance Armstrong for sure. And I would probably even have two other edges before, if Von Miller wanted to be like the fourth guy or something, that maybe you tap into. But perhaps he could find a dance partner somewhere that's a contender if he wants to go continue to play. But that would be my priority, is just to get faster, to get younger. Where do you think they need the most help on defense when you watch them? Just if you're like forecasting into the offseason, if they could add like a star player blank, like in their personnel grouping, where would you take that guy as a star, you know, first option?
I'll answer your question, but I think when you talk about Von Miller and the player that he is, for him to say that about this organization, given the record, right, that you gotta look in and say, this guy played with Peyton Manning and he's been on Super Bowl caliber teams, right? So whatever it is they're building here, albeit we can't really see the fruits of their labor, right? You kind of got to feel good about that, because he didn't have to say that. You know what I mean? He could have just said, hey, I'm going to keep my options open. And he will have options because he still can be productive. For me, man, it's kind of that hybrid safety linebacker type. You know what I mean? It's the guy that can match up with Bijan Robinson. It's a guy that where you can dictate terms, somebody who can, you know, run with the running back out of the backfield, can rush, can blitz off the edge, and be kind of that playmaker that can play at all three levels. Now, that is a big ask, but I think that's just where the NFL is going to kind of that those hybrid positions so that you can kind of confuse offensive coordinators and quarterbacks not to know what position this guy is playing. Now, a lot of people have tried that. Washington has drafted some of those type players that we thought they could be that, but just that kind of impact player that can play in the front seven as well as in the back end.
Kedrick Olsen, Grant Paulson here. Vikings 31-0 winners over Washington in Minneapolis. We're trying to make sense of some of what we just saw. It just seemed to me like, last point on the defense I'll make, it came a little bit too easily for Minnesota. Like, they came in one of the worst offenses in almost every category. They're bottom five in a lot of stuff. And in terms of throwing the football, J.J. McCarthy was having the worst season of any qualifying starter, if his number of reps qualified. You know, he's completing barely half of his passes. He's got 6 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. It's just been a real struggle. And it didn't look like it. You know, the first drive of this game, they're getting mostly tight ends, but guys, you know, naked open on these easy zone beating concepts, and they're moving the sticks. And I always hate when guys get in rhythm. I get they get paid too, kid. But when you got a struggling offense and a struggling quarterback, and the whole narrative is like, this guy should be benched or this guy's terrible or whatever, to me, that first drive, the first quarter is the whole world. You cannot let him feel better about himself. You can't let them get into the flow. If it means being more aggressive or dialing up an extra blitz, or I don't have the answer key, but you can't let it come easily, because then they go, oh, shoot, I could do this. And you could kind of see it with McCarthy. It's like the first drop back. I'm sitting in the crowd, and Vikings fans are like, oh, God, here we go. They're an empty. This won't end well. And he completes a 6-yard pass for a first down. And it's like, okay. But my point is, like, everyone's expecting the worst, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that was a touchdown drive. They come back out. They score another touchdown. The weeks before are forgotten. J.J. McCarthy is now humming. He feels great. And to allow him to get so comfortable without touching him, without pressuring him, I just thought that's where the game was lost to me. If that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to continue to apply that pressure and that doubt in JJ's head, but he's a young quarterback also, right? He has a head coach that has proven to either fix quarterbacks or develop quarterbacks, right? And he's in that process too, where he's still learning, he's still growing, right? He hasn't been good this season, but when you look at you know, if he's going to play, you know, 10 years in NFL, right, he's still an infant as an NFL starting quarterback that has the ability, or he wouldn't have been drafted in the first round. And he came out there and made plays today. You know, you don't want it to be against your football team, but, you know, O'Connell and JJ obviously was really comfortable in how they wanted to attack the Commanders' defense and secondary. They obviously saw a matchup they like with, you know, spreading them out in the empty formation. Maybe the defense has to show their hand so he knows exactly where to go with the football. And so they're developing a young quarterback just like we are, right? And their quarterback had a good day, and we have to continue to learn and grow from that as a defensive staff. But Minnesota, we know, has a capable offense, right? Justin Jefferson and so on, right? And a guy that is known to be able to kind of call offenses to stress out defenses, right? Regardless of the record, right? But obviously, JJ executed today and scored 30-plus points in the process.
Four games to go now for the Commanders. So looking ahead here on the way out, they've got the Giants coming up in the Meadowlands. That'll be another pick-em-type game. They're 1.5-point favorites today and lost 31-0. I picked them to win this game because I'm stupid. So I probably will not pick them to beat the Giants, but that's a very winnable game. And then you close with Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, and they'll be underdogs in all three of those. Ked, I'm going to ask this question. What if they don't win again? Now, I think they'll beat the Giants, and there's a chance you can win one of those other games, okay? But they've lost 8 straight, and they're 3-10. If they don't beat the Giants, you're not favored again. Let's just say they lose out and they lose their last 12. They'd be 1-13 in a 14-game stretch. Again, I repeat, that is hard to do in this league. That's not bad. That's like, holy shnikes, this thing's rotten from the inside out bad. Not to mention, best case scenario, that's with 5 20 or more point losses in a 12-game losing streak. If that happens, obviously, everything's on the table. I don't think they'd make any changes a year after getting to the NFC Championship game. And by the way, I wouldn't advocate for that. I would say par the course. This was your get-out-of-jail-free card. You went further than you should have last year. You were more terrible than you should have been this year, whatever. But that is now, like, when you lose 12 in a row in this league, when you go 3-14 in this league, when you have that kind of year, like, all bets are off. Do you think that's a fair conversation to have if they lose 12 in a row, or we start talking about jobs or questioning are the right people in place? Or how would you view that? Because, I mean, you know, as many bad teams as you were on, you were never on anything close to that. 12 straight losses, no chance.
You know, the conversations are going to happen because that's just the media cycle, right? But
are they fair is what I'm wondering.
I don't believe that they're fair because, you know, they came into it. They had a plan, right? Injuries happened. People didn't perform up to their ability. I think you have to give them, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, the whole staff, the ability to go back in and reevaluate, right? And so 12-4, lost an NFC Championship game, right? Like, they were just as much a part of that success as they are this season, right? And so somewhere in the middle is probably the truth. But you have to give them the ability to make those corrections, right? And you can say that what they have, they've had a whole season to do that, right? Like, it's hard to do things in real time sometimes because, you know, you want your players to go out there and make plays. You're trying to keep the team morale up. You're trying to keep the energy up, all the spirits, right, to be able to go out there and compete, right? And they seem like they are doing that. It's just, for whatever reason this year, nothing is really working in their favor. You know what I mean? I mean, nothing is working in their favor. And so there's a reason you hired Adam Peters. There's a reason you hired Dan Quinn. I believe that this organization will do whatever they need to do to continue to improve every part of the organization. And that sounds like a cop-out answer, but you're still developing as a staff as well as a football team, right? And so to change up something because in the totality of the organization, it doesn't go right this year, what is the plan moving forward then, right? So, you know, I still believe in Dan Quinn, Adam Peters. You know, Jaden, I believe, is going to bounce back. I believe that they'll correct some of the issues that they have. So I don't think it's fair. I think sometimes things take a little bit more time than we want to give them in modern day sports and modern day media cycles, all being it's a production based business. But sometimes you just have those type of seasons and it's a week to week game. It's a year to year game. But I believe in what they're doing over there. I was in that building for 11 years. Even with some of the bad seasons that we had, you don't hear about infighting. You don't hear about, you know, guys not being professional. So what you have is a football team still building a culture, and now that culture just has to show up as wins on Sunday. And I believe that they'll do that.
Cover your ears, Kedrick, because Washington's picking sixth right now in the NFL draft order. If they're tied 3-10 New Orleans, 3-10 Cleveland. By the end of next weekend with a loss, with a little help, they could be as high as fourth overall, which is something to monitor, something to be excited about. I know as a former player, Kedrick doesn't want to hear that, and I get that. But that is something worth tracking at this point for the Washington Commanders down the stretch, as they've been eliminated, believe it or not, already from playoff contention. That happens when you're 3-10, I suppose, in a nightmare season. All right, big thanks to Ked filling in for Logan, flying back from Minneapolis. He'll be here with a full breakdown of the game, watching the tape on Tuesday, and then we are going to watch the tape and get ready for the Giants. We'll have that episode for you on Thursday. It's a tough year, but we're going strong down the stretch on Take Command, three episodes a week. For Kedrick and our producer, Evan, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks for checking us out.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.